I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the state's annual trout stocking program wrapped up at the beginning of this month, but by no means is the trout fishing over for the year. We'll talk about that coming up in today's report. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The DNR's trout stocking program for the spring starts at the first of this year and ends at the beginning of June. However, many of the fish which are stocked during those months are going to be there for many weeks to come, and the fishing right now is really getting good.
You know, on the hotter days of late July and so forth, yes, a lot of the waters are going to be very tough to fish and perhaps unsuitable in a lot of places, but right now is an excellent time to go, and we're getting rain consistently enough to keep the streams from really drying up, and in some places really making fishing really good.
That is DNR biologist Tom Oldham. Oldham says that rain is a real key to extending the trout fishing into the summer months in the high country.
Combine that with that nighttime temperature thing, and we're still getting down into the 60s and so forth very consistently, and I'm sure at the higher elevations it's probably a little chilly every night.
One thing you won't find as much at this point is people. It's possible you could have the whole stream to yourself.
When the trucks start running, a lot of people are long gone. May oftentimes is a slowdown time because so many other activities happen. I mean, you know, even before the holiday weekend at the end of the summer there, Memorial Day, a lot of people have already quit because, you know, they're interested in their gardens and baseball's picking up full speed and so forth. And, you know, they're more of a springtime trout fisherman.
Although the put-and-take trout were hatched and reared in the hatchery system, by now they have acclimated to their wild condition.
Indeed they do, and they begin to take advantage of the wild foods and so forth. And but, you know, they are going to become more and more sluggish the water temperature gets higher because, you know, again, it's just like real cold. A fish has to make the decision whether it's worth expending energy to get the product that he's going to be catching to give him energy. And they know, you know, the balance on that very efficiently.
And as the summer temperatures set in, look for conspicuous hiding spots.
That's very true. You need to look for deeper water, holding places, mouth of streams, any kind of a spring or a seep, that sort of a thing. But where we put the put-and-take fish, a lot of them are in areas that are just going to be, disappear. But in the higher mountains and the streams, which do have good put-and-grow type fisheries, there's going to be a few that eke through and provide, a fishery year-round.
So don't put the trout tackle away just yet. It's just starting to get good in the West Virginia Hills. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.